Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Sorry about that. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, July 11th of 2022. And I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it is a blessing to be with you tonight. It is always a blessing to be with you tonight. I mean, it's always a blessing to be with you every chance I get to be with you. I do apologize for last week with being gone. I told you that I would likely do one show, at least. Unfortunately, that did not happen. Now, last year when I was in Tennessee, I saw to it that I did two of them, even though both of the ones I did were shorter, but we still did them. This time, you know, with the being with my brother and that, we just, you know, never did it. But it was a nice time despite some weather challenges. I don't know what it is with me and weather challenges the last few days, like today even. I was going to go to the city pool here in my city, here where I live, Midland. I mean, in Midland, of course, I'm not the mayor of it or anything like that. I only say my city because it's the city that I live in. So I was going to go to the city pool. We were en route to the city pool. But started raining, so we ended up going somewhere else. A different parking lot to a different pool. We get there, and what does it do? Thunders. It thunders. And then I'm like, and I literally said, bye-bye, Plymouth, which is the name of my, here where I live in Midland, the city pool. And Saturday, I was going to go to this big Coney Island water park, supposedly the world's biggest pool in Cincinnati. But what did it do there when I was supposed to? It rained. And last week when I was in Kentucky, two of the last 2 days that I was there, the last two full days, obviously the fourth, the lot was closed. And then the fifth, both had heat advisories and heat warnings on them. The fifth had an advisory, the sixth had a warning. So I thought about going to some caves, like to do a cave tour or waterfall. I don't know why, but my brother thought that in the cave, it would be hot in a cave. When you think of a cave, Brittany, what do you think of? Do you think of something that's below ground, in ground, what? So you think of a cave as like just a building, but it's like in the back or something? No, caves are usually below ground.
Really?
Yes. They are usually below ground. Because they're below the ground, it makes them cooler. It's almost like you're going to a vault. Sometimes they even have elevators in them that have been built to take you down into the cave, apparently. But so my brother somehow thought they would be hot in the cave, too. So I was like, okay, man. So we ended up going to Lexington. And the previous day, though, we went to the pool at my someone that we know well that lives in Kentucky by my brother. We went to their house and went to their pool, And it was a nice trip. And then I did go to Lexington because I had said that I was either going to go to Lexington or Nashville. In my mind, I had decided that while I love Nashville a lot, and I do love it, one of my favorite cities, I wanted to go to Lexington and, like, go see it, you know, for the day. But I liked it. I have to say I like the Lexington Mall than what I like the mall in Louisville. They have a couple different malls in Louisville, but I've only really checked out one. And based on what I saw, I like the one in Lexington more. I would have liked to explore more of the outdoor aspects of it because Lexington is like near, like there has like horse farms and that nearby it and the different bluegrass stuff. And I'm sure there's a lot of trails near it, like paved trails that I would have liked to have gotten to see. And, and so I had noticed that when I was in Lexington, the accents were thicker there than what they were in either Elizabethtown, Radcliffe, or even Louisville. Have you been to Lexington before or no? If you've been down 75 going to Tennessee, like Gatlinburg, Chattanooga, or like Knoxville, then you would have went through there. But you haven't been to either of those, have you? But you said you have been to Nashville, or some people like to call it Cashville. You have heard it called Cashville, or you haven't? Some of the big rappers call it that for some reason. Do you see why, kind of? What do you think it has to do with? Like, they think that's where the, like, they think it just rhymes with Nashville, maybe? That's their idea? Like, at least that's what they think. You would think their ultimate Cashville would be more like Atlanta or L.A. or something, not Nashville. Because you know of a lot of them that are from Atlanta. You've heard of a lot of them that are from Atlanta, right? A lot from Atlanta, a lot from, like, L.A. and that, but not so much Nashville. Right. That's the point. And then I did make sure to go to Skyline while I was in Cincinnati. Because, like they say in the Skyline Chili commercials, if you haven't heard before, if you don't, well, most of you will only know it if you live in the Cincinnati area. But have you been to Cincinnati at all or no? You know what they say in the commercials at Skyline is, whenever you're feeling good and hungry, it's Skyline time. And down there, I would have to agree with you. good chili for great chili for a nice price. And chili in spaghetti. I like this three-way thing there. That's a big thing. So it was nice to get to go. And so that was a nice thing that I got to do. And so I do want to let you know that next week is the Invasion Youth and Young Adults Conference. That being said, there will be a show Monday. If there's a show Tuesday, it'll be earlier. And then Wednesday night probably won't be one. Or I had thought of doing something. I had thought of doing a thing. I might do this actually. Back in the day, folks, in the early going, I did a remote show at the fair. Sitting out on a bench at the fair, Midland County Fair, and it was actually a pretty neat thing getting to do that. Thinking I might do a short show, short remote show from either Tuesday night or Wednesday night from the grounds of Invasion. Now, it would be earlier, like 5:30 or something, that I would do it. It wouldn't be too long. Be kind of explaining to you, you know, what Invasion's about. Maybe having a couple of, you know, people who help run Invasion come on board to talk about Invasion. You know, what is it about? What's it mean to the young people? And it's a great conference. And so that'll be going on next week. If you'd like more information, you can go online to invasion.net. If you have teenagers and would like to get them registered for it, if you want them to come. And so yes, it's fun. Yes, it's going to be loud, but, you know, ultimately it's about getting the anointing into these young people. Ultimately, that's what it's about. But changing the lives of these young people. That's what I believe. And so and it's an amazing setup that they do with the spoon and what have you. And so there is that. The other two things I would like to remind you about, first of all, I would like to remind you about my book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been and all the great things God has done. And you can go online to, you know, all the great things that God has done in my life, and He has done great things in my life over the years. Healed me of cancer, healed my hands from warts, healed my kidneys, healed my immune system. That when I was super little, my immune system was very weak. But God, that's what I have to say about that. But God. And He's done some great things. And I'm thankful. And I know that He's not done with me. And that He's going to keep using me to do what it is that He wants me to do. Because I know He has things for me to do. And amen. So I just keep going and flowing from the things of God. Go online to website Rivers, RIVERS of miracles.com to find out information about that website. I mean, about the book and how it can be a blessing into your life. Because I want to see you get blessed. I want to see you make it. Now, the other thing I want to remind you about really quick is PayPal. You can go online to PayPal in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man Show. It helps keep us going, helps reach the lost. And we'll keep reaching people. And it helps keep us going. You can go online to sow your seed, and whatever you sow is between you and God. Because I'm not going to tell you what to sow. That's for God to do. And the website is paypal.com. In the search bar, when you get on the website, you can type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, RYVERS. The last name is Shukla, SHUKLA. Please keep in mind there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I'd like you to keep in mind related to that is that the first R in Rivers and the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So make a note of that if you would, please. And the verse I want to sow into your life is where it says, thank you. It says, therefore God is able to make all things abound toward thee according to every good work. Not one good work, not two good works, not three, not four, not five. Every good work. And I stand on that. Because I stand on the Word of God and what the Word of God says. And I believe what the Word of God says. I surely do. And now I'm going to sing a couple of songs, and then get into the word of the Lord tonight. Water you've turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God. Our God. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Our God is awesome in power, our God. Our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like you, God. There is no one like you, God. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things are still yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this today. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done I can't be left behind, no one else will do. I will lay hold of you. You are the source. You are the source of life. I can't be left behind. No one else will do. I will lay hold of you because I need you, Jesus, to come to my rescue. Where else can I go? There's no other name by which I am saved. Capture me with grace. I will follow you. Oh, I will follow you. You are the source of life. I can't be left behind. No one else will do. I will lay hold of you, 'cause I need you, Jesus, to come to my rescue. Where else can I go? There's no other name by which I am saved. Capture me with grace. I will follow you. I will follow you. I will follow you. I will follow you. This world has nothing for me. I will follow you. This world has nothing for me. I will follow you. This world has nothing for me. I will follow you. Because I need you, Jesus, to come to my rescue. Where else can I go? There's no other name by which I am saved. Capture me with grace, 'cause I need you, Jesus, to come to my rescue. Where else can I go? There's no other name by which I am saved. Capture me with grace. I will follow you. I will follow you. I will follow you. I will follow you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are with us. tonight. You are with us wherever we are tonight, whatever it is that we're doing. Thank you that your hand is upon us, no matter what we're doing. Just thankful. You are our God. You are the great God. You are the soon coming King. Thank you for everything you are to us. Thank you for that you're still working on us. You're still working on us, making us what we ought to be. Took you a week to make the moon and the stars. Anything else? How lovely and patient you must be that you are still working on me and on the rest of us. Thank you, Master, that you're doing that. Thank you, Master, so much, Master, that you are still doing that for us. Now, thank you for this time in your word tonight, that your word is life. Your word brings life to those who read it and understand it and do it. Thank you, Master, that these listeners are ready to receive. May they be ready to receive whatever it is that you have for them tonight. And I thank you, Master, for that, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do. And I thank you for that, my Master. And now, Master, I make my confession over this program. Pray that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom as a result of this great radio program in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Turn with me, if you would please, to the book of Galatians chapter 1. Praise God. Galatians chapter 1. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to encourage you for the next little while, whatever I do, you do. Don't just sit at home and watch, please. And I'm going to begin reading here in verse 6. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ, thou turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. And it says here, evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we, one angel from heaven, should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let him be eternally condemned. Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. Verse 11. I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel that I preached is not something that man made up. God didn't make this up, folks. No. Let me rephrase that. I'm sorry. Man did not make this gospel up, folks. It's from God. God made it. But it's not some made-up thing. It's not a figment of someone's imagination. No, God, it's God designed. It was not made up by man. The gospel I preached, Paul said, is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my previous way of life in Jerusalem, how intently I persecuted the Christ of God. I mean, how I persecuted the Church of God, and I tried to destroy it, referring to Paul. I was advancing in Judaism beyond many Jews of my own age, and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when God, who set me apart from birth and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not consult any man, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was. But I went immediately into Arabia and later returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Peter and stayed with him 15 days. I saw none of the other apostles, only James, follow the book. I assure you before God that what I am writing you is no lie. Later I went to Syria and to Cilicia. I was personally unknown to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only heard the report. The man who formerly persecuted us is now preaching the faith that he once tried to destroy. And they praised God because of me. Chapter 2, verse 1. 14 years later, I went up again to Jerusalem, this time with Barnabas. I took Titus along also. I went in response to a revelation and sent before them the gospel that I preach among the Gentiles. But I did this privately to those who seemed to be leaders, for fear that I was running or I'd run my race in vain. Yet not even Titus, who was with me, was compelled to be circumcised, even though he was a Greek. Now this matter arose because some false brothers had infiltrated our ranks to spy on the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus and to make us slaves. We did not give in to them for a moment so that truth of the gospel might remain with you. As for those who seem to be important, whatever they were makes no difference to me. God does not judge by external appearance. Those men added nothing to my message. On the contrary, they saw that I had been entrusted with the task of preaching the gospel to the Gentiles, just as Peter had been of the Jews. For God, who was at work in the ministry of Peter as an apostle to the Jews, was also at work in my ministry as an apostle to the Gentiles. James, Peter, and John, those that were reputed to be pillars, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship when they recognized the grace given to me. They agreed that we should go to the Gentiles and then to the Jews. All they asked was that we should continue to remember the poor, the very thing that I was eager to do. When Peter came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he was clearly in the wrong. Before certain men came from James, he used to eat by the Gentiles. But when they arrived, he began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentiles because he was afraid of those who belonged to the circumcision group. The other Jews joined him in his hypocrisy, so that by their hypocrisy, even Barnabas was led astray. When I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter in front of them all, "You are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile and not like a Jew. How is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish custom? We who are Jews by birth and not by Gentile sinners know that a man is not justified by observing the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by observing the law, because by observing the law, no one will be justified. If, while we seek to be justified in Christ, it becomes evident that we ourselves are sinners, then does that mean that Christ promotes sin? Absolutely not. If I rebuild what I destroyed, I prove that I am a lawbreaker. For through the law, I died to the law so that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith, the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. So what you see here is, Paul, what he's saying here is there is no other true gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the only true gospel. There's no other way to heaven. There's not seven ways to heaven. You know, tons of different ways. Can't get there on roller skates. Can't get there through a bowling ball. Can't get there through, you know, all these other ways. It's through Jesus Christ only. Through Jesus Christ only. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the light. And at one point, Paul had hated God. At first, he was a God hater. He persecuted Jesus. That big flash happened in front of him. And then Jesus told him, I am Jesus, who you are persecuting. He gets up, he repents, you know, he sees, and then he starts going off the things of God. And Paul, he was called out by God. He was not called to just, you know, stay where he was. Because he was not good where he was. And so he obviously, you know, but he says, anyone who preaches you that there are other gospels, they're not telling the truth. They're lying to you. So that's why the user-friendly church is so dangerous. If they're teaching you, you know, there's all these different ways to heaven. Or if they ever try to claim, you know, it's under the blood, so we can sin as much as we want. It's fine. No, no, no. Jesus came to free us from our sin, to save his people from their sin, not to give his people permission to sin. It was to give permission to save people from their sin. Not permission to go out and sin. So, wanted to make sure all of you listeners were aware of that, that it is not freedom to sin. It is freedom from sin. Amen. Because there is a difference. And I am thankful that I am saved by God, by Jesus, who is the Savior. So I stand on his promises. I hold on to his promises. I know the promises of God for my life are yes and amen. They're not maybe and I guess. They're yes and amen. And amen means so be it. I mean, so be it in my life. Amen. And that is why I serve God. Because I know that he's going to do for me what he said in his word. And it's not something I think about or wish about. No, I know what the word says. That's why I stand upon it. Because I honestly, true and truly believe that he will do for me what he promised in his written, spoken word. Now, he said, I just love the way he says, and it pays to follow God. It pays to follow Christ. I don't just follow Christ just for personal gain or anything like that. In fact, in another book in the New Testament, it says, follow me as I follow Christ. Said, follow me as I follow Christ. And I'm a follower of Christ Jesus. And if you're a follower of Christ, that means a Christian. And that's what I am, is a Christian. Now, Paul had admitted that before that experience he had, you know, when he was persecuting Jesus, that leading up to that point, he was advancing in his Judaism. He was, and was getting beyond where other people in his age bracket were. Nope. At that point, he didn't say how old he was. So I'm not going to try to guess. You know, was he 30 at that point? Was he 25? Was he 40? Was he 50? I don't know. Then he had that experience, and he then went from persecuting those who followed God to being a follower of God. Because at one point he was persecuted those who followed God. And he thought they were, you know, like, if you're following God, you're not cool. If you're following God, you're... Obviously, he called him worse than just not cool. But, he then went out and spent years preaching the gospel to many people. People were receiving it. Yeah, some people were persecuting him, but many people were receiving as well. Many people were receiving the gospel. And so God used Paul to go out and do the things that he was commissioned by God to do. And we've all been called by God to something. But the question becomes, what is it? Whatever that call is, find out what it is and do it. And don't do what Jonah did and, you know, go hide from it and run from it, because that caused Jonah problems. Caused problems for Jonah. Instead, do what God told you to do. And don't just sit there and be all wondering, you know, what is it? What did he call me to do? How did he call me to do it? But instead, go do it. Heavenly Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you that these people would do this work tonight that we read about, that they would find out what their call is and not hold it back, but get to doing it. And I thank you, Lord God, for this word and that tonight, and that we would be doers of your word and not hearers only. And I thank you, Master, for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Tigers yesterday, another day, another loss. 3-2, they lost to the White Sox in Chicago. All right, folks, until next time. God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will talk to you all tomorrow night.